timing is mission critical. Most people do anniversaries and birthdays and Christmas, and they get the token thank you, but they don't get any referrals. You know why? Because those are expected times. And if you want to surprise your wife, your husband, your client, your joint venture partner, your investor, send gifts. I call it planned randomness. 2 to 4 times a year, not for any other reason than I was thinking of you. When that lands, all of a sudden in their head, they're like, oh my gosh, like what a thoughtful person. What an amazing person. And we all want referrals. We all want referrals without asking in deal flow. You have to hit somebody in that emotional heart center. You're never going to be able to send an affluent person something they can't go buy for themselves. But when you connect with them at that deep emotional level, now you have their heart. Now they'll run through walls for you as an employer, as a client. And they'll do unrational things based upon hitting them at that emotional level. The timing, though, has to be surprise and delight, or else you ruin the entire impact of what you're going for.
Welcome to the Rockstars Rocking Podcast, powered by Voluntary Disruption, a show dedicated to people who are crushing their business and life goals. These are bite-sized conversations with leading rock stars in their respective industry who are pumped to share their story to help drive you to the next level. So, are you ready to rock? Speaking of rock stars, here's your host, Eric Silverman.
Hey, social friends, welcome back to another episode of Rockstars Rockin'. Remember, that is hashtag for Rockstars Rockin', and I am with a rock star this week. Welcome, John Rulin, my friend John Rulin, everybody. John, how's it going, buddy?
Man, I'm fantastic, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, thanks for joining. So for those of you that don't know John, John is the co-founder of the Giftology Group and best-selling author, hundreds of thousands of copies of this book, one of my favorite business books of all times, and not just business, personal as well, and we can get into that too. But this is the book, if you're not familiar, Giftology by John Rulin, Giftology, the one I got. Oh my God, it's in, talk about just incredible attention to detail. Comes in this leather bag with red velvet. I think, was that velvet? I don't know what that is, but it's just amazing. That's what it is. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Comes in this large, and I use this as a proper term. Obnoxious is a good word because you can't miss it. This, it's just incredible, and we're going to talk about gifting today. So, John, let me ask you, why gifting as a way to make an entrance, as a way for prospecting or marketing? Like, where'd this come from? Talk about the history of gifting.
Yeah, well, most people don't wake up thinking, man, if I just had a gifting strategy, my business would 10x or 100x. But in any business, whether you're insurance, widgets, toilet paper, pro sports, every business, whether you're $1 million or $20 billion, rises and falls on relationships. Relationships with clients, prospects, employees, joint venture, referral sources. And most people, if they say, hey, are you good at gratitude and appreciation? They think, oh, I'm a 7 out of 10 on saying thank you and gifting. And really they're -3 because they have, you know, they might have a financial plan, an insurance plan, a marketing plan. Most people don't have a relationship plan. They do the same thing as all of their other competitors. They take people out to dinner and ball games and rounds of golf. When they do gifting, it's trinkets and trash. It's promotional products. Hey, thanks for the $500,000 of business. Here's your logo golf balls. And so they don't realize that they're actually spending money in many cases to be vanilla and mediocre, or to actually offend and piss off and annoy and devalue their most valuable relationship. So at a core level, Giftology is being as thoughtful and strategic with how you show your important relationships love and gratitude as you do any other part of your business. And if you do that well, because the bar is so low, we have cases where ourselves and our clients that hire our agency to do all their gifting for them get 1,000x ROI. And so I laugh when people are like, oh, I got a 2x ROI on my Facebook ads. I'm like, great. I got a 50x ROI on a gifting campaign for a client. So it's a core thing that's really important if relationships are important.
Sure, sure. Well, listen, I heard, so to provide some context, right? I was fortunate enough to meet you in January of, I think it was 2 years ago, maybe three at this point. It's been a while at a big conference that you were speaking at that I attend every year, the Ascend Conference. And I was blown away. Your speech, your keynote on stage. So by the way, if you're out there and you're looking for a crushing keynote, somebody that's going to wow your audience, hit him up. He's not just a best-selling author. He's a public speaker. But in general, I watched it. I was captivated by the stories, and I was captivated by the message. And then when you gave everybody your book, I was like, well, I got to read the book. So I went, I literally at the hotel, I don't know if I ever told you that, at the hotel, really? I started reading the book, and I finished it by the time I got home. I'm a slow reader, but I finished it by the time I got home on the airplane, and again, blown away. And this totally changed my outlook on how to gift. Like when I get a gift, I expect, this sounds crazy, but hopefully you'll back me up here, I expected to have my logo on it or my initials on it and not the company that's sending it to me. Tell everybody what that means and why it's so important.
Well, a gift by spirit, imagine going to a wedding and you're gonna, you know, the couple's getting married. You're like, hey, I'm going to buy a $400 Tiffany's vase because this is my best friend from college. You'd never put compliments of Eric Silverman on the Tiffany's vase. That'd be the tackiest, cheesiest, most unthoughtful thing in the planet. And yet people do things in their business life that they never do in their personal life. And what we forget is that they're human beings. A gift by its very nature is recipient focused, not giver focused. Yet we think in order to get branding or marketing, we have to put our logo on it or be in our company colors. And it's a manipulation. It's confusing. If you want to do a promotional item, that's fine, but don't think it's a gift. A gift is focused on them. It should have their name, their family name, their spouse's name. It should be all about their preferences. Most people, they like wine. They send wine to everybody, and they wonder why they only get a few token thank yous back. It's like, well, maybe they don't drink alcohol. Maybe they're on a diet. Maybe you sent them a Malbec, and they like white, you know, Sauvignon Blanc. And so like most people shop with their own glasses and their own rose colored glasses and buy what they like. And we'd see it in interpersonal relationships all the time. It's like the guy who buys his wife a four wheeler and she hates it. The four wheeler wasn't for his wife, it was for him. It was an excuse on Mother's Day to buy a gift that he wanted. And so people do that in business all the time. And what they don't realize is they're communicating to their relationships that it's all about me, or it's all about what I want, or I'm trying to turn you into a billboard, and that doesn't feel good. That's not a gift. And so no logos, unless you're like, you know, like Lululemon. I love Lululemon. You know, it's a billion-dollar brand. Even a brand like that that's cool to have the logo on it, look how big their logo is. It's like the size of a dime. And so if you're XYZ insurance firm or accounting firm or financial advisor firm, nobody wants your freaking logo. They'll say thank you because out of obligation, out of gift guilt. But that person is never likely to actually wear that jacket or polo shirt or whatever else. First off, apparel is a horrible thing because like you can only wear it for so long before it looks ratty and it's gone. I would rather give a gift to somebody that's personalized to them that they're still talking about a decade later versus saying, oh, I only spent, you know, blah, blah, blah on a chocolate bar or brownies with my logo on. I'm like, oh, it makes me throw up in my mouth. Like you're actually annoying and frustrating and pissing people off by making the gift about you, not about them.
100%. Now listen, this is so mission critical to me and my gifting from what I learned from you. Talk about timing of the gift in our last few minutes. Let's talk about timing, why that's so radically important.
Yeah, so when we walk our clients through what we call like a loyalty planning session, a relationship plan, you have a financial plan, a marketing plan, insurance plan, a health plan, a workout plan. Most people don't have a relationship plan. Most people want to start with what? Like, I want to give this cool, sexy gift, Bose headphones, Apple. I'm like, those gifts suck, first off, and I'll tell you why. But the what is not important. The who you're giving the gift to, why you're sending it, what should the budget be? It should be a math equation. You should be reinvesting at least 10% of your net profits back into people. But one of the most important things is the timing. People are like, hey, I'm all about relationships. And so they'll say, hey, I want to give referral gifts. And I'm like, are you in the transaction business? They're like, no, we're all about relationships. I'm like, somebody gives you $500,000 lead referral, and then you send them a $250 Starbucks gift card. You think you're being amazing. What did you just turn that relationship into? You turned it into a tit for tat, a transactional relationship. You devalued the relationship. If you do a gift after a deal's done, you devalue it. It's a tit for tat. You give a gift at Christmas. It's an obligatory gift. The timing of the gift is just as important as what you're sending. The gift should be sent for two reasons only. One is a just because. People say, John, like you still do these Cutco knives? Well, that's silly, stupid. Why do you still do them? And I'm like, well, I can send the same knife to 10,000 people. And based upon the fact that most people are married, have significant others, most people right now are stuck at home cooking three meals a day whether they want to or not. They use it all the time. But the timing showing up as a just because versus a transactional thing. The person that who receives is like, I didn't do anything for you. I didn't give you a referral. I didn't do a deal. You just sent this to me just because. All of a sudden, it melts their head. Like they're like, and God, whether they believe in God or not, we want to reciprocate. That's how God's wired us. It's in our DNA. And so when a gift shows up as a just because in the middle of July, you can send the same gift. And if you follow the recipe, there's a whole recipe here of details. And if your tribe wants to go download the entire program, they don't have to hire our agency to do all their gifting, not to hire us to speak or our book. You can go to giftologysystem.com and download the entire process. But that timing is mission critical. Most people do anniversaries and birthdays and Christmas, and they get the token thank you, but they don't get any referrals. You know why? Because those are expected times. And if you want to surprise your wife, your husband, your client, your joint venture partner, your investor, send gifts. I call it planned randomness. 2 to 4 times a year, not for any other reason than I was thinking of you. When that lands, all of a sudden in their head, they're like, oh my gosh, like what a thoughtful person. What an amazing person. And we all want referrals. We all want referrals without asking in deal flow. You have to hit somebody in that emotional heart center. You're never going to be able to send an affluent person something they can't go buy for themselves. But when you connect with them at that deep emotional level, now you have their heart. Now they'll run through walls for you as an employer, as a client. And they'll do unrational things based upon hitting them at that emotional level. The timing, though, has to be surprising to life, or else you ruin the entire impact of what you're going for.
Bingo, 100%. If I could drop this mic, I would drop this mic. I don't want to drop my mic.
Drop my AirPods.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm guilty as charged, dude. I've told you this story. I mean, I think back, like even before I met you, like the year before, literally the season before I met you in January, December was Christmas. That month before, I sent, it's pathetic. I sent nuts, literally a basket of nuts.
Hey, thanks for your $50,000 policy program, you know, group or whatever. Okay.
I sent that to my top clients, right? And I don't even think I got thank yous from everybody. I got an email saying, hey, thanks, my staff will enjoy it. Like nothing.
And yeah.
My ignorant ASS just thought, oh, okay, that's good. Then I'm telling you guys, it's life-changing. I read the book. I heard you speak first, but I read the book and I'm like, holy crap, this is amazing. I'm such an idiot. How much money did I spend down the drain? And oh my God, time? Dude, the time I would spend with my staff saying, what should we send this year? So aggravating.
Yeah, well, I think that so many people have business development and marketing and HR budgets for all their people and clients, whatever else. And they waste so much money on trade shows and advertising and tchotchkes and golf outings. And they do the same stuff. And they don't, like, nobody's ever been challenged. Nobody's ever said, like, I thought less of you as a human, Eric, when you sent me the nuts and I sent you $100,000. But that's what goes through their head. And so, like, it's this weird thing of, like, wanting to be, like, kind and politically correct. And so people use the excuse of, oh, it's the thought that counts, John. And I'm like, tell your wife that, really? Tell your husband that. Oh, it's the thoughtful. No, it's the thoughtful thought. Like, we have to be as intentional with our relationships as we are in all the other parts of our life. And when we do that, when we're congruent, when we do our gifting and our dinners and our whatever at a Ritz-Carlton level, they all need to be at that same congruency level. Otherwise, you send mixed messages to people and you spend money to have a negative consequence. That's not a good, you know, like we don't have unlimited resources. Whether you're a sales rep or a big company, we have to steward the dollars that we have. And so the goal for us is not to be mean, but it's to inspire people to be more generous and to be more thoughtful and to be more engaging and to love on people in a more powerful way. Because if we do that, there's a trickle-down effect. Like I taught you, now you go and love on other people, and then those people are starting, like, so there's this ripple effect that we're hoping for that changes how people feel and do business and build relationships, which to me is like my big legacy play is wanting to impact people that way.
Well, you, my friend, have impacted me, and I feel like I've impacted my staff and other people that have been fortunate enough, or I should say I'm fortunate enough to gift to them because they ask me why, and the why is just because. It's just because. I mean, my wife and I, we have your knives, dude. We have a whole set with the kitchen shears, has our, my company logo on it. It's the only knife my wife will use. We have two sets, And literally, if they're dirty, she will absolutely go out of her way to find it, clean it, and use it again. She will not use anything else. And we have this beautiful butcher block of knives that we got from our wedding that suck. And they're still there because they look pretty. We don't have.
They collect dust, yeah. Well, that's the thing is in marketing and business and referrals, all this, like, you need, most people when they're doing marketing, they measure impressions, cost per impression. Right. So like a billboard, a Facebook ad, a trade show, an ad in a trade journal. And gifting is one of those things, like people are like, oh, John, my $40 bottle of wine is cheaper than your $400 knives. And I'm like, well, that's true in the short term. But if you're playing the long game, not in days, but in decades, I'm like, if somebody uses the knife set once a day for the next 10 years, that's 3,600 impressions. Your bottle of wine is pissed down the drain in 15 minutes. You got one impression. And so my clients are going to win all day long, spending less money long term than their competitors that are doing a bunch of stuff that's noise and feels good, but none of it's lasting. And that trigger point of being able to remind, like the fact that your wife uses it every day and goes out of her way, there's a subconscious trigger for her and for you and for anybody that you give a gift like that too, that says, oh my gosh, man, Eric's a great dude. I just love Eric. It, subconsciously, you think that feeling. Like anytime somebody calls, you have an emotional, like, am I excited to talk to that person or not? Do I want to refer them or not? Are they top of mind or not? Are they likable or not? And gifting, like, you can't have sucky business and service and give great gifts and think that's what you're going to win. But if you do all the other parts of your business well, and you add that little cherry on top of sundae with the gifting strategy, that's where you get that, you know, return on relationship value where it could be 1,000x over the long haul. And it's fun to see people having those sort of results.
Oh, that's the best part. Well, listen, we appreciate it. I appreciate it. This has been fantastic. How do people reach you again? Tell them how they reach you.
I mean, before you buy the book or anything else, go download the system. You know, download what took us 20 years in blood, sweat, and tears. You know, we charge thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars to do this for companies, to lay out a relationship plan and then to execute and do all the gifting for them. You know, fulfillment, house, all that kind of stuff. But you got to start with a plan. You got to determine who your most important relationships are and what you should be investing and timing. And so go download giftologysystem.com. If you want to email me direct, my email's here, john@giftologygroup. That's my real email. If you have questions or thoughts or whatever else. But I would just say, you know, gratitude is not just a feeling, it's an action. And a lot of people, it's a buzzword now to feel gratitude. It's great, but it's selfish. It's just for you. Gratitude should be writing notes and calling people and sending gifts and loving on people and taking action on that gratitude. And if you don't have a plan for that, you know, whether it's in good times or in the valleys, like I think right now, like showing gratitude and generosity, when people are pulling back, you showing up powerfully has 100x more impact than when everybody's busy and noisy and we're all on the mountaintops. And so right now I'm increasing my budget and our best clients are increasing their budgets. When everybody's pulling back, they're saying, how can I show up even better for my employees and clients? Because we're going to eventually recover. And the people who showed up for you are the people when your corner, you know, backs against the corner, you remember who had your back and who reached out, who loved on you, who took care of you. And so I really want people to take action and, you know, whether it's with us or doing it on your own, just do something and be intentional with it.
All right, guys. Well, listen, John Rulin, Giftology, co-founder of the Giftology Group, hundreds of thousands, best-selling author. This book is life-changing. Personally and business. Amazon, I'm sure, has the book. I know it does because I order copies from it and I give them to my staff. And I'm sure you can get it on your website. John, as I always say, my friend, to everybody, don't just have a great rest of your day, man. Make it a great rest of your day. Thanks, buddy.
Amen. Thanks, brother.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Rockstars Rocking Podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you consume podcasts. And if you feel so inclined, please leave us a review. 5 stars would totally rock. Until next time, rock stars, keep rocking.